Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. We'll be sharing guidance, wisdom, and messages with you from across the veil today. I'm so excited to be here once again and the honor and the privilege of sharing this special sacred space with you as we're going into another glorious weekend here and going to be able to enjoy the beauty of what's happening in our lives and where we're at and who we are. And it's kind of funny, I was just sitting here thinking, some of you folks who are in the warmer climates are probably, you know, enjoying the warmth, and I'm sitting here wrapped up in a blanket because it's a negative 25 degrees in my driveway today. And it's cute because in the fall we had such a nice fall. I think we're getting the what do you want to call it, the fall back of having a nice fall into a little bit chilly of a start for our winter here. So I apologize for having a little bit of a crackly voice today. Our fall catalog, our November-December catalog of classes is out and lists our retreats and the events that we're doing. And I wanted to invite you to go ahead and check that out on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And in there, you'll be able to find the classes and the different items that we have that we offer, correspondence, online, conference call. We offer them in many different ways and on site as well. So those of you who are at a distance can gain the benefit as well as those who are local here are able to take the classes and learn and do. We have a group in Phoenix that has started joining us on a regular basis, and it's fabulous to be able to bridge that rainbow of energy between Alaska and Arizona, sharing these classes and messages. I have a couple folks in Florida who have joined us as well. So check that out, and if you have a problem opening it because it is in Word, just send me a quick email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to send you a hard copy of that. I do replace those every 2 months, and the classes are changed and adjusted. Also, you're going to want to be watching on my website, whitewolfapril.com, as I'm beginning to put together the winter travel season, the winter going down, and doing some different classes and different events. In the weekend of February 14th and 15th, we'll actually be in Seattle at the WOW Women's Conference, Women of Wisdom Conference, and we're going to be doing a workshop there. So if you're going to be in the Seattle area around that time in February, check it out. Ask me for the email site, or the website rather, and we'll get you into that workshop and into that class so that you can experience learning how to bring balance into your lives through working with the energies of the medicine wheel, and I'm going to be showing how to do that. It's going to be really a lot of fun. Like I said, to learn more about me, you can go to my website, whitewolfapril.com, and you're going to be able to find out information of who I am, what is it I do, and pick up some of the products and the different things that we offer through that website as well. We also have the acrosstheveil.ning.com website that I want to invite you to go ahead and check out and look and see what's in there. There's messages that come through when I'm not on the air, or there's people who ask questions there, that type of place. It's a site where you can communicate and receive information and guidance, and there may be a message posted there just for you that is specifically for you and is an encouragement for you as well. We have another new site that we just started, and it's been so fabulous. It's called energyemerging.ning.com. And remember on the Ning sites that you don't put www. If you do, it says that it's not actually a site. But if you go into energyemerging.ning.com, it's a site that's based on offering our prayers, offering healing energy, offering support. And if you have a need, and if you have a special request to deal with your well-being, body, mind, spirit, emotions, all of that, join that site, come into that site, and share prayers with others, because as you're sending healing energy to others, you're actually beginning to bring that your own healing energy to yourself. And that's also a place that you can ask for others to join energy together for you, to help you as you're working through some of the situations in your own life. So it's absolutely a fabulous new little site, and it's called energyemerging.ning.com. And we've had some fabulous feedback. We've had people's lives have been changed, and situations have changed dramatically simply through a few of the little things that we get as guidance or through sharing the prayer of healing with one another. It's really, really amazing how we can improve our own lives and how we can improve the quality of our own lives when we actually send those prayers of healing and love and light for others. I see that I have Nathaniel on the line. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you, April?
I am wonderful. How about you today? Are you warm?
Yes, I'm pretty warm out here. That's one of the benefits out here in California.
It's minus 25 here.
Oh, my God. Where are you?
I'm in Alaska.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I was teasing the fellas on the radio because I was saying I'm sitting here wrapped in a blanket with my feet wrapped in a blanket. What could I do for you, Nathaniel?
Well, somebody else thought I might go to Alaska on some journey or something like that, so I had a reading of that. Do you think that's true?
Hey, you know, it's an open territory, and there's so much to be blessed for up here. There's so many things that you can experience up here that I think it's worth it for everybody. To make a journey.
Ground chakra continent, or, you know, it's the, isn't it? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? The continent has a crown chakra, right? So
yep.
That's you're living
which is
in,
Mount McKinley.
Yeah, so that's like in California, though, it's kind of lower energy, though, you know?
yep. What can I do for you today?
Well, I wanted to see if my father was coming through at all, or,
let's see. I'm not feeling him as strongly as usual today. I'm not feeling him coming in as quickly as he usually does with you. I'm actually seeing another energy with you. Is your mother on the other side? I'm seeing a female energy.
Yeah, it could be that, or it could be Kim. I knew a girl named Kim Riley that died about just before, about a year before my dad died.
Okay. This energy I'm feeling is definitely a female energy. Trying to see if I can get any kind of specifics from her that would help us be able to get a tag on who she is. She's saying something about a red car, and she's saying something about... I'm having trouble getting exactly how she's saying it. She's saying something about a red car, that there was a, that you guys know about a red car, and that... I'm seeing something about fast, movement fast. So I don't know what any of that is. I'm going to say chalk it into your memory banks, because I don't know is that this is somebody or something you're going to remember right off. She doesn't come through that strongly.
I guess it's the big red Corvette.
We got a big red Corvette?
I'm just thinking of a song. You
okay.
Know, a song?
Okay. It may be that too. So, you know, kind of put that energy in there together and try to get some balance into that and see what's going on with that. There's some guidance coming in. Have you been feeling really lonely?
I have, actually. I've just kind of finished doing all the work and stuff, and I've been so exhausted that I kind of forgot about relationships or yoga or even...
Yeah. Socialization. You're needing to socialize. You're needing to actually get out and do some socialization.
I went to Disneyland last night.
Yay! That sounds excellent.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And, we got in free, and they had free parking. So it was a radio station night, so they had free admittance. We were able to get tickets.
Very nice, very nice. That's what you need to do. You need some more connection with the energies and the movement of people. So any other time you can get out and about and do that type of thing. I'm also seeing, I don't know if you have, because I'm not familiar with your area, I don't know if you have places where you can go and spend time kind of like at a shopping situation where you can observe other people. There's something in that for you.
I go to Apple one-on-one, you know, and get, tutoring for the computer.
Okay. Nope. They're saying it needs to be more social. You need to be out and about watching other people so that it's going to give you some boosts as well.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing today, Nathaniel. I'm not hearing much from Dad at all.
I wonder if, I know I have a friend, Robert Taylor, and his mom died, Sybil Taylor. And she used to say something called Stussy Jinx. And I wondered what, if you could get through to Sybil Taylor. She has some new tingling toes now because I think she had some, her toes were, I guess she got older. She was about 85 when she passed.
Okay. I'm not actually, it's kind of interesting because normally when I visit with you, Nathaniel, I get somebody who comes in really quick. Today I'm not.
Uh-huh. Okay, well.
I think they're wanting you to focus on yourself today. I think they're wanting you to start, doing some care for and with yourself.
All right, well, thanks a lot, April.
Thanks for your call. You have a great rest of the day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Dale, this is April.
Hey, April, it's Dale from the Sunshine State.
I know, you guys are all just calling to rub it in, right?
I'm in my bare feet, I'm in my shorts, I sometimes have my t-shirt on. I'm currently right now, I've got the fan blowing on me. It was a little warm today, but it is starting to cool off at night, but nothing like your cool off up there in life.
So how are you doing? Are you getting some movement going?
Yes. Today was a very good day. Earlier this morning, earlier this morning it started, and I was pumped up. And lo and behold, I got back. I went out on a few job, hunting for job applications.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6 o'clock, I came across one, and I called it. It was off Craigslist, and I called it, and I have an interview set up for Monday.
Yay, very
good. So
I'm pumped,
and I guess I'm calling you to pump you for info to find out, is this something that could pan out? Is this going to be my good luck charm?
What I'm hearing on this is the energy that you put into it is the energy that you're going to be rewarded with. As long as you can keep a very positive, a very upbeat, and a very rewarding feeling about it, that's exactly what it's going to become. It's also a stepping stone for you.
Good. Okay. A stepping stone for something better, or...
I'm just hearing it's a stepping stone for you. It may be that confidence builder that you need. It may be that reward within yourself that says, I broke through finally. I've made it through this wall that you've been kind of up against now for a few months, if I remember right.
Yep. Yeah. I've been unemployed since June, so it's been really taxing this summer.
Yeah,
I even told my mom, I said, look, I said, you know what, I feel good about this one. She goes, really? I'm like, yeah, I got a feeling this is it.
Yep. And I think as long as you can keep that energy going and as long as you can keep your vibration levels up high, then that's going to really help. And that's really going to give you that edge that you need to be able to push through this as you're working towards that. And like I said, they're showing me it's a stepping stone. I'm seeing a number of stones like along a pathway,
right?
And they're showing me that it's a stepping stone. And one of the things that I would do also, Dale, is put that on your list of things that you want others to help support you through on that energy emerging site. I would go in and ask others to share energy with you to help you keep that positive vibration going.
Yeah, because it's kind of tough right now, but I think today was a breakthrough moment, and I'm really going to try to ride this high. I have been meditating every night. I've been opening myself up for my spirit guide to come in and really direct me and really pay attention to the details of my intentions, of what I wanted, my goals to be set. And I've asked them to start assisting me, not helping me, but assisting me, because, look, I'm the one here to do all the work. I'm getting that now. And,
right.
You know, I understand, you know what, and I'm not beating myself up like I was. I've got to, this meditation has helped me to relax and just take it as it comes.
Yeah.
So I feel the vibes working, whatever you've been doing, and the other, thank you. I just want to put my thanks at you, because, you know what, and sometimes, honestly, April, I feel guilty for calling in, because right now I'm not in a financial situation to help you out with, you know, a financial reading, sort of, you know, in such a way.
It's like I told another gal, that's not about the money, it's about helping people get well, and when the money is able to be there, it'll be there, and when it's not, it's okay.
Right.
It's about making sure that we can all be well. It's about making sure that we can all live this life to the highest vibration and for our own highest good, and that's what I base my whole work on. So don't ever feel like you're, you know, there someday,
right,
somehow, some way, it'll work out.
Well, that's what I'm after, and I've been promoting your site with my online, other online colleagues out there, and on YouTube especially, there's a lot of people I communicate with, and I say, look, you know, you need to go check out this site. So I know we've got some other listeners on this station tonight listening in. I just want to say, just listen to what April has to say. You know what? She is the real deal.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
April. Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you later.
All right, I'll see you on the web.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's been so amazing and so rewarding to see the wonderful friends that I've been able to make that live in sunny, warm, wonderful places, and being able to share healing and being able to share that light with others. And like he was referring to on the websites, the crosstheveil.ning.com and the energyemerging.ning.com sites have been a fabulous place to be able to communicate and to share and to help one another and to be there for one another. That's the reward in how our lives are and what we're moving forward with and towards, and also some of the classes. I do offer one-on-one readings, though, and I do offer the opportunity to communicate and to connect and to receive some of that guidance through one-on-one readings. And I always tell people I do charge for that, but if it's something that you're not able to do, that's okay. We'll work it out. Things will be fine, but please don't ever not communicate with me or not connect because of a financial worry, because that's not the purpose of this. That's not why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm on the radio. I'm here to share with you, and I'm here to bring the messages through, and they'll honor me and they will take care of me. And sometimes it is through the listeners that does happen. And I do appreciate Dale for making that comment. Like I said, we have that new website, and it's about helping, offering healing work, and it's about offering healing for and with one another. And I was sharing with, before we got the couple of the calls, the importance of doing work for others and how it's going to help us as we do work within our own lives. I know that there's been times where it feels like, how can I help another when I can't even get myself up and out of my own bed? The answer to that is, as we extend our energy and as we extend that blessing that's within ourselves, we're then able to be blessed back. We've then opened the communication. We've then opened the wellness within our own path and within our own lives. When I used to travel to a little island I'd lived on for a while till my husband passed, and I would still go back and work, and I would work from the time I arrived till the time I left, I was putting in 12 to 15 hour days and working and working and working, and it was because I had a limited amount of time that I was there. And people would say to me, April, how do you do that? How do you work those kind of hours? How do you? And I would look at them and say, it's not the work. It's the energy that I'm putting out to help others, and their energy that is coming back that's helping and supporting me and helping me keep going. And that's what I'm trying to share with you, is the importance of seeing, yes, we all have things that we're working with, and we all have situations in our lives, and we all have, you know, some of our trials and some of our tribulations, and there's others out there who are facing similar or maybe, you know, greater or lesser. And if we are able to share that, and if we're able to build that energy and share it with someone else, it opens the floodgates for us as well. And I'm sharing that because I'm really feeling guided to explore that with people and have people understand that sometimes when you close yourself in and you kind of hold yourself within your own trauma is the wording that I'm hearing, we forget that there's hope and help out there, and that we can get the hope and help, but we can also get it through our gift of helping others as well. Being there in a blessing form, being there in offering a kind word, being there in offering a smile, or maybe just a pat on the shoulder, or seeing somebody do something really amazing and offering them a smile. Those are ways that we can help another person. Those are ways that we can connect and we can move forward with our own lives. Another thing that's been coming through really strongly is, as we're doing this and as we're building that healing within our own spaces, is to do some breath work. I've not done a whole lot of breath work, and I'm not a breath work therapist, but one of the things that they've been really working with me with some of the clients that I've seen and I've had on different comments that have come in and different emails that have come in, learn to breathe, breathing in that energy that is our lives, breathing in that connection with and bringing that life force back alive with our breath. We all breathe just enough to stay alive, to take a deep breath and filling our lungs. And some of us have gotten to the point where our lungs capacity has gotten so small because we've simply breathed just enough to stay alive. Filling our bodies, filling our essences with oxygen, because we've got to keep ourselves going. We've got to keep ourselves moving forward. Also, they've been sharing the importance of nutrition, bringing in the proper nutrition, seeking out the proper things to eat within our diet. Stopping at McDonald's through a drive-thru is not necessarily going to be to your best interest, to your body's best health interest. You want to eat things that are going to bring you in the energy that you need to get through some of the things that many of us are going through in our lives. And those would be through eating the greens, through eating the vegetables and the making juices and that type of thing. And I know that might sound like, man, I've just had a busy day at work and I'm on my way home, and it's so much easier to just drive through. It's so much easier just to go into the store and buy a couple packages of some salad fixings or some fresh vegetables and just go home and put them together quickly. It's that simple. And I know that it's hard when your schedules are a bit crazy, but our bodies are needing that. Our bodies are also needing an increase in protein. There's a couple listeners that I'm hearing that it's really important that you get some potassium in your bodies. That there's a few listeners that are running really, really low on potassium. And one of the best ways to do that is grab a banana and have a couple bananas and build that back up within your bodies. A lot of us, as we're going through some of the different things that we're going through, we need to do that. We need to take care, and we need to recharge ourselves and rebuild through the dietary, through the nutrition. Exercise is also another key thing that's been coming through. Movement, moving the body. If we move our bodies, we're moving the circulatory system, we're moving the lymphatics, lytic acids, we're moving our circulation. That's another way that we're going to bring strength to our bodies. We're going to be able to bring an awareness back to our bodies that we're functioning. And that's incredible. Somebody on the program is saying, but I can't do an exercise program. I'm feeling some limitations within my physical body. What they're telling me to tell you is to find a pool where you can go and do walking. Walk in a pool, they're saying. It's not going to put as much strain on your physical body, And it's something that you can do with ease. They're saying it would be, they're showing me that in the water, because of the way the water puts pressure and helps you put resistance, it also supports and holds you so that as you're doing the exercise, you're not going to be putting any strain on your legs. It appears and it feels like you have some situations going on within your legs. I almost want to say you may be suffering with some varicose veins or something along that line within your legs, and they're saying that as you do this walking, it's going to help with that. It's going to help by giving you the ability to move more and give you the ability to use your muscles a little bit more, that it's going to be beneficial for you. That this is one of those places and one of those things that you can do. The guides are really sharing with the listeners right now the importance of taking care of the physical body, the physical house, what you're living in and what you're using for and through this lifetime, and how important it is for us to use it wisely and to exercise, move our bodies, bend over and taking a deep breath, bringing our arms up over our head. That's been one of the messages that they've shared with a couple of folks that I've communicated with in the past 24 hours. The importance of bringing that air up and bringing it in, and as you're exhaling, letting go of the stuff that's not serving your higher purpose, keeping that stuff from being plugged up and clogged up and clogged up in our systems. I have a message to share with another light worker who is working with a client who recently received a diagnosis of MS. And what they're wanting me to share with you is to spend healing energy through the mental awareness. Connect with her on a mental awareness level. Let her know that she is able to find the strength and not give up, that it's not a terminal, it's not the end of the world, it's not the end of things that are going to happen. I have a very dear friend who is also a light worker who has been diagnosed with a number of years, and here on her 65th birthday, MS and all, she's doing, she parachuted jump for her 65th birthday. And know that just because it's a diagnosis, we can work through those things. We can, using our awareness, using the gifts within ourselves and our mental, keeping that connection with our mental vibration, understanding that that's going to help her and it's going to bring her an awareness of where she's at and that she's not been given a death sentence. Help her realize that there is hope, that there is, and there are others who have been able to move forward and have been able to stand strong with that, that as she's doing her work and as she's, I know that she is into an absolutely fabulous program within her own space of activity that she does. She needs help within the mental awareness. The awareness needs to be created within her to understand that this is not, that just because she has received this diagnosis, that her mental awareness does not have to accept and hold on to it as it's the end of everything. Know that she can move forward. Know that she can bring in uplifting things that are going to help happiness. I'm seeing she needs to bring happiness and joy back into her space. I'm seeing that she's allowed sorrow and sadness to refill those recesses, and that it's important that she brings in joy and happiness. Invite her over for movie night and spend time watching some really lighthearted, you know, kind of shows that you're going to be able to get a chance to chuckle and laugh and enjoy things together. She just needs to make an adjustment within her mental awareness. And you can help her with that. They're saying that that is something that you can help this friend with. And there are others out there that have some friends who are in the same type of situation, not necessarily with the same diagnosis that this gal has, but who need to work and correct and clear their own mental awareness, that awareness of it's not the end of the world, it's not the end of everything, and it's not all falling apart. There is hope. There is light at the end of this tunnel, that as you keep plugging through, that light can flicker through every now and then, and it's a matter of, do we see it, can we see it, and if we do, what are we going to be willing to do with it, and how are we going to move forward? That's the awareness that we need, and understanding, bringing joy back into our lives. Many of us have given up, many of us have taken some of the things that we're hearing on the news and some of the situations we're seeing in different places, and we're taking the heaviness of that and we're applying it to our lives. And the message that I'm hearing to share with that is, it's time to bring back in that joy and happiness. They're saying, enjoy life. I'm actually seeing what looks like a group of adults who have allowed a lot of heaviness to come into their lives, and I'm seeing them actually going out and playing in a mud puddle. I'm seeing them go out and walking along a beach, or maybe building a sandcastle, or making a snowman, or whatever type of feeling that you need to help recapture the energy that you knew as a youth. They're saying, connect with the energies and the freedoms and the liberties that you knew as a youth, that you knew as a child who could rebuild themselves and who could rebuild their strength. I have a young man who's coming in who wants to express a message to his mother. The message to his mother is, do not give up hope. The message is, because apparently the mother is working at trying to help solve this child's passing, and he's saying, please do not give up hope. Know that through the work and through the effort that you have put forward, you will be blessed. You will find the answers, and the truth will be had, and justice will be served. Know that because of the integrity whereby which you conduct yourself, and yes, it has been very sorrowful, and it's been almost what I would classify as totally unfair and totally unacceptable that a mother would have to go through what you're going through and what he's showing me. There's no mother after losing their child who should have to go through and have to go through the process that you're having to go through to help solve this situation, because you're not getting the support that you need through the legal system. And your son is saying, hold on, Mom. Know that this work that you're doing, and know that what you're doing is going to be honored, and that it's an honor to his life that you're standing this ground and that you're working this process. Know that the truth is going to be found. Know that the truth is going to be had, and that justice will be served. He's saying, I love you, Mom, and thank you so much for trusting and believing in me. And know that my passing was not as they have shown you. What it feels like is that they have come in and have told you that your son's passing was caused by his own hand, and you have discovered that it was not. Through the energies and through what you have discovered within your own space, and you're having trouble getting those to back you. And what I want to share with you is, as you're working on this and as it's coming forward, your personal guides and your personal angels are coming in, and they are saying, you have and you can and you will bring peace, justice, and light to this, which will then open the door for peace, light, justice, and healing to others as well. That even though the process has been of great pain and of great sorrow and of great something that no mother on earth should ever have to go through in their life, but you will bring such blessing to others because of your role that you have taken in this, and because of the light and the love that you have been blessed to bring forward with the son. That you are actually going to, the rewards are going to be fabulous and phenomenal. It may hurt a lot right now, but in the end, you're really going to see the strength. And I'm actually seeing you beginning a foundation that's going to be bringing healing to others who are going through situations similar, where others who need help and who need that kind of guidance will be able to communicate and see hope and know that their efforts are going to be rewarded as well. Your son is definitely showing that love, that it's almost a love of great pride, of great thank you so much, and that type of energy that's coming forward with that. And know that it is worth the process. It is worth bringing that justice to be served. that you've been blessed with the ability to keep forward pushing and moving forward with that. There will be one who will come forward who will be a great help to you. They may actually be from an organization that has been established to help victims. I'm believing it's something like victims' rights or something like that, because you're not getting the support that you need through the legal system. You're actually going to get the support that can work with the legal system and bring the support that you need. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Know that the effort that you're moving forward with has much strength and has much power to it. This young man is saying that the truth that you have been finding out is a sad truth, and it's a truth that that haunts many young people today, that some of the peer pressure, some of the things that they get into, and some of the actions that happen within their lives, that that peer pressure can really create a negative space for them. I also have an energy coming, and this is a guide energy that's coming in for one of the listeners. They want me to share with you that the process that you're working through with your teenager, that the curiosity that this teenager is having is a healthy curiosity, but that you need to use the wisdom and the guidance to make sure that you show this teen the proper way to handle their curiosity. They're showing me that this teenager is actually looking for answers in other places and other ways rather than traditional, and it's very common. A lot of times young people are going to look for answers and communications with spirits, and it's with our guidance, with our leading and parents. I'm hearing to share this with a few other parents other than this one that just came forward. I'm feeling to share this with many of the parents. Our children are going to want to know, and they are going to want to make communication, and they are going to want to understand this. And as they're wanting to do this, we want them to find the high vibration. We want them to find the light vibration. We don't want them necessarily going into a place of feeling peer pressure and connecting with other children who don't know what they're doing or who are being guided and directed not in light. We want them to move forward with light, and the best place to learn that is within their own homes, within the training and the teaching within. And if you have questions on it yourself, contact others who can help you. Contact others who can give you guidance on how to help them so that they don't necessarily get caught in the trap of some of the negative forces that sometimes the youth will look at because of their curiosity, because of their wanting to understand energy, wanting to understand how some of the spiritual gifts work, intuitive gifts work, I should say, not necessarily spiritual. And the intuitive gifts works. You know, why is it I can see ghosts? Why is it I can see spirits? Help them find those answers. Help them understand that so that they don't get caught in fear, so that they don't get caught in a heaviness with that. And I'm hearing to share this with another of mothers and parents in the situation, and one in particular that came forward. Let them know, and let them know that they don't have to be in fear, and let them know that they want to operate and they want to find that which is of the higher frequency, the higher vibration. They don't want to entertain the lower frequency vibrations. Sometimes when the youth are trying to find and make connections with those that are on the other side or across the veil, they'll actually open a channel for a disagreeable, is what they've often showed themselves to me as a way to explain it. And we don't want the youth going there. We want them to be able to find the truth. We want them to be able to find the light aspect to that. So education, support, encouragement, helping them as they're on that process is key. It's vital. Making an awareness that's keeping them from fear, because once you get into fear, that definitely opens up the gate for the negative. It opens up the gate for the others to come forward, where if you're operating with love, light, and guidance and finding that higher frequency and only allowing the higher frequency within your space, that's going to help you become stronger. It's going to help make and heal situations as you're working with children. And I'm hearing this as well for others. There's some that have been wanting to make communication and make connections, But you're a little bit fearful. You're a little bit fearful that as you make these communications and these connections, are they going to be right? Are they going to be for the best? And the advice I want to give you on this and what I'm hearing to share with you from the guides is when you do any type of work, always offer up the prayer, always offer up the guidance and the seeking of answers from the highest frequency. Only allow that which is high vibrational frequency. Only allow that which is of light and love. And that's going to make a difference in being and not allowing that fear to come in. If you allow the fear to come in, you've defeated yourself and the doors are wide open. But if you can replace that with love, light, healing, highest vibrational frequencies, you're not going to be opening that door to fear. And as long as you can keep that fear at bay, you're going to be able to make the connections. You're going to be able to understand that a little bit more. Some of the gifts that are strongly out there for us and are there for us to use, such as clairvoyance, like clearly understanding and knowing and picking up and perceiving, and the other gifts that are associated with that clairessence, the ability to pick up a fragrance. I'm feeling there's somebody who actually has been having this particular smell that's coming in and you're wondering where it's coming from. They want me to tell you that it's coming from your great-grandmother, that there is a remembrance and a connection with that. If you shared that you are smelling this fragrance with a family member, such as an aunt, and you tell them that you're smelling this fragrance, they're going to say, oh, that used to be the perfume that my grandmother wore. And you're going to know the awareness of that through that understanding of that gift. And the message in that is listen to it, see it, allow yourself to experience it only at a high vibrational frequency. Do not allow any others to open up around you and set the intent of that and set the vibration of that. Fear will put you in a place of receiving low vibration. Keep yourself out of fear. Keep yourself out of worry. Keep yourself out of doubt. And they're saying the ways that you do that is by the affirmations that you bring into your life, by the statements that you bring into your life, the buts, the whens, the hows, the wheres, those type of things are not high frequency. Those are limiting. The I can'ts, those are limiting. Bring in the love, bring in the light, bring in the higher frequencies through the words that you're speaking, through the messages that you have, through the energies you allow in your space. I see that I have another caller. Gina, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. This is my first time calling in.
Welcome.
I just joined your Across the Veil site and Dragon Riders, actually. I'm a friend of Danielle's.
Oh, very nice. Nice to visit with you.
Yeah. I guess my question is, I've been kind of feeling like somebody's status past family has been trying to, you know, give me a message, and I just wanted to know if you... feeling that too, or if you have any message for me.
Give me a little bit more specific as to what family members you're looking for, because I'm seeing a number of different energies come forward. I'm seeing a number of different things happening. Has your husband passed? Do you have?
Yes, I have a husband that passed.
Okay, because I'm really feeling that energy coming forward very strongly. A guidance type of energy. Is this husband, is this the father of your child?
Of my daughter, yes.
Okay, because I'm really feeling the connection there. They kept saying my child, and I kept thinking, no, you're a husband. Why would you be saying my child? So that's why I asked you that question. Very proud, very supportive, very encouraging. Also wanting to say I fell very short during our marriage. I fell very short, and for that I'm very sorry.
Oh, great.
I don't know if that's something that you can understand or relate to, but that's all he's giving me on that. There is also a certain amount of pride. There is also a certain amount of warmth that I'm feeling that he extends back to his child.
Yes, they were very close.
And I can feel that. I can feel that within what's going on within that connection and within that communication that he has with her. I don't know your children, and I'm seeing her that she's a little bit older.
Yeah, she's almost 22.
Okay. As I kept trying to put her in the teenage years in my mind because of some of the things that I was hearing from him, but I kept thinking, no, I think she's older than that.
Yes. He was younger when she was only about 8 or 9.
When he passed, okay, that would be why I was feeling that, okay. He is very encouraging of where she's at in her path. Is she going to school? Because I'm feeling schooling around her.
No, she's contemplating what it is she wants to do.
I would recommend schooling.
Okay.
I would say that he is going to support her and help her with that. He's saying she has the mind to be a neuroscientist. I don't know where that's coming
very
from.
Very smart, yes.
And he's showing that. He's going to help her. He's going to help support her. He's going to help encourage her. She is in a relationship right now that's not overly healthy for her. Is that true?
That is correct, yes.
And he's wanting her to know that he's aware of that.
Okay.
If she's going to be open to hearing the message that he shared with her, it may be something that you want to go back and get an archive of the program so that you can hear the message, so that she can hear the message, so that she realizes that it's not a message that's from you, but that this is really a message from Dad.
Okay, great. I know she has a child, a small, two-and-a-half-year-old little boy.
Okay.
And he often will act as if he's seen my ex-husband, his grandfather.
And oh, yeah.
It's very strange to her. But he says, you know, hi, Papa, to him, and she's looking around going, where is he? But she says
she needs to encourage that with this child so that this child will hold on to that understanding and know. It happens all the time. Children come through without being corrupted, so to speak. They come through without being told that that's not normal and that you can't see that and it's not real. Those are programmings that we get taught to us as we're growing up and other people, you know, however it comes through. Tell her she needs to encourage that with this child because, yes, and he's actually showing me that he tucks him in at night, this child. He actually tucks this child in at night and spends time by their bed.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'll definitely let her know
She will catch him looking at the ceiling every now and then, and that's him just kind of hanging out, watching, making sure everything's cool. He's also saying, tell her, too, I don't cross her privacy barrier. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I know that was kind of an issue with her. Like, do they see everything?
He says, I don't cross her privacy. So apparently she has asked that question because he has expressed that as well. And the message that he wishes to share with you is thank you for doing such a wonderful job with her. Thank you for being there for her. Even though he couldn't, but he appreciates what you have done as the parent that has been able to hold it together.
Oh, thank you, because it's been very rough, yes. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Would there happen to be anything from my father?
Your father. Your father, did he have a very brush and rash type of personality? Because I'm feeling another male energy coming forward, but this male is very, it's not as... not the energy that I'm feeling, and they come through this way so that we can relate to and figure out who they are. Like your husband came through with a very loving, very supportive energy. This energy is coming through more of how he would have presented himself out to the world, and he's coming through very strong, very almost abrasive with his personality.
Actually, no, not so much my dad. He was, everybody kind of loved him person, and he was very well known and funny and all that, but not harsh.
Okay. The energy that's coming through is a very harsh energy, a very strong energy, a very domineering type of energy. And so you may want to kind of make note of that and keep track of that. And as you're talking to different people in the family, and you know, say, who in the family, you know, tended to be a little bit of abrasive? You know, when they came in the room,
okay,
you knew they were there. And you'll find out who this energy is that's been coming in to just kind of pop in and check in.
Oh, and so he's just popping in?
Mm-hmm. He's just kind of popping in. It's kind of, they do that. They will come in and out of, and especially when the channel is open and they know they can come through, they'll just kind of come in and just kind of go through our energy, just kind of, it's a checking in type of thing that'll happen, especially, like I said, when we have the channel open.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and on the website, you can ask me again if we can make some connection with your father, and we'll see if we can. And you are on the different Ning sites, correct?
I'm on the Across the Veil and the Dragon Riders.
Yeah, okay. So just ask me again on the Across the Veil down the road here. Is there any chance that we can see if we can make a connection again? And just let me know, and we'll make those connections and see if we can't find some answers there for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Keep warm.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I hear you're freezing. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Talk to you later. It's so rewarding when we can make a connection with a loved one, and we can understand that our loved ones still do care, and they are still there very much for us and very supportive with us. And it's sometimes we can bring in a connection and sometimes we can't, and it's okay, because down the road some of the answers will be found maybe through different means and through different methods. And know that, yes, it was cute that this one just shared that I don't cross a privacy barrier or boundary. When we're communicating and when we're bringing in, they won't come in when it's a place of uncomfort to you or in a situation where you would be uncomfortable if you knew that they were in checking in on your space and being around and that type of thing. So I thought that was kind of a neat little way he was able to share that message with his daughter, and answered her question, that is not necessarily something that they're going to do, that they won't cross a boundary, they won't cross a barrier. And to them, there is nothing, the human body is not any longer confinement for them, so there's not that connection within that reality and within that realm. I also am hearing, as we were talking about earlier, sharing the message of enlightenment with our children and encouraging our children, and as this caller just had the information about the grandson that's connected and able to say, there's Papa, and yes, they do. They oftentimes will have that happen. They'll oftentimes look up into a corner or look off to the side, and they're still making that connection because they haven't been programmed. They haven't had those changes come in that have said, maybe kids on the playground saying, you're weird, you're strange, because you're still maybe seeing and experiencing that when they've been told it's wrong and they've been told that it's not, you know, a good thing to have happen. And we need to educate our children so that they don't, when they become teenagers, then start wondering, well, if it's wrong, why is it wrong for me to see my father? And I want to know. And then they start exploring and going down avenues that are not of a higher vibration. Those are the type of things. If we train our children, if we put our children in a place where they can understand that and where that frequency can be understood and that lesson in the love can be understood, then we don't have some of the problems that are going to come into their lives as they're going through some of those challenges. Teenage years are very hard, as it is, as we're going through the hormonal changes and the different challenges that will come in and that type of thing. So we need to make sure that we're giving them that love, we're giving them that light, and we're giving them that understanding. There are a few things I want to share with the listeners as we begin to wrap the program up here, and I know I've got a few minutes and time's coming down so quick, it just seems like the hour flies when I'm on with you and I'm visiting and we're sharing and the guides are coming in and the messages are coming in and the support from the callers. Remember that we do take callers during the program, and if you couldn't get through, please feel free to send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. There's also the Ning sites that you're able to connect with. It's one is called AcrossTheVeil.Ning, N-I-N-G.com. No www on that, or it'll say it's not a site. And there is the new site, EnergyEmerging.Ning.com. Energy Emerging gears towards healing, wellness, and balance within ourselves, and being able to share those prayers of healing with others, and receiving and putting our own little prayers requests out there, so to speak. these are different places that you can connect with us as well. And if you couldn't get a hold of us on the program or didn't feel that the topic that you could talk about on the program, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. I actually, before the program today, I answered probably about 12 emails of folks that had emailed with their questions that were of a little bit more delicate nature. So don't hesitate to send me a quick little email and ask the quick little questions or go on those websites, because we're here for you. We're here to help. We're here to bring those messages forward. Also, I am on BBS radios on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday here. And just check that listing guide for when we're on in your local listening area. I know Arizona has a little bit of trouble because they didn't change their clock. So some of the folks in Arizona are emailing me, why aren't you on? I have to remind them of the time changes. So check that listing for the listening time in your area as you're going in to prepare to listen. And we are on station one on those days, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Well, as I've said, I can see that we're beginning to come to the end of the program, and I have so enjoyed being with you. I have so enjoyed sharing messages and feeling the wonderful warmth that many of you have sent up to me today as we're sitting here in Alaska, shivering a little bit. I do want to say thank you, and I want to say it's been an honor sharing sacred space with you and sharing space with those that have wanted to come through offering the messages of hope, love, and light. And until I'm on the program again, may you have a fabulous weekend, and may your life be blessed, so blessed with abundance, love, light, and healing.